Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's roll. That's what Ethan said a minute ago. He wanted me to start talking when that red button comes on. Thank you, Ethan, for that. Sorry, let me wipe the donut from the edges of my lips. I'm sorry about that. My friend Scott Schneider from Donuts Delight stopped by this morning and brightened our day. Here, get the deal here. Not only are they a donut shop where they make donuts that would balloon my weight up to 300 in no time if I worked there. On Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, they make biscuits and gravy. Oh, my. This is my comfort food. And he makes his biscuits in a big square pan.
They're huge.
They must have been 3 inches thick.
These are the biggest biscuits I've ever seen.
Oh, it was so good. Anyway, he texted me this morning in the 5 o'clock hour and goes, hey, want some biscuits and gravy? I'll drop some by. And I'm like, if I ever say no to that, check my pulse. So thank you to Scott up at Donuts Delight there at Newhall's Ferry and Dunn Road. Swing by and see him if you get a chance. Great guy, too, and longtime listener of the program and great supporter of first responders. He always donates money to veterans and police events and everything. So we appreciate all that he does, for sure. We still got lots to get to. Speaking of first responders, we got our Queen of Hearts drawing coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I've got the Responder Rescue ATF raffle that's been happening. And here's the thing about it. They help all the money we raise in this. 100% of the money is going to Responder Rescue, where they go out and they do great things for first responders who maybe had an injury on the job and they got behind on rent or an electric bill or something like that. This is the kind of thing they do. They get these requests. They look at them. They look at how much money they have in the bank, and then they pay what they can afford to pay, which is why I think it's so key that I can get out and help them promote this great raffle during the month. It's just one of the things we've been doing for years. I'm so proud of it. Before the end of the show today, you're going to hear from a young lady named Courtney Harris. Courtney, I think it's safe to say, and I won't put words in her mouth. I'll let her say it when she's on here. Courtney's life has been changed for the better, certainly because of what happened with Responder Rescue. She was a first responder, I believe a police officer when this happened. She developed a jaw disorder, and for whatever reason, the insurance company was not willing to cover the fix for it, right? And it was going to be like $20,000. I'm coming up with these numbers because it's been a few years. And Responder Rescue stepped in. And now that was 3 or 4 years ago. I want you to hear where she is today. It's amazing. It's a great story. She's going to join me at about 8:45 to talk a little bit more about that. And, of course, we'll remind you that you can text Responder to 33100 and get your tickets now for the ATF raffle. Listen, three people next Wednesday. The computer's randomly going to pick three people. You want to have your name in the basket. Can I do the tickets are only $1 a piece. Now, there's a minimum purchase of 10 that helps the charity website that we're using to raise the money just to handle all the requests. They have a minimum purchase of $10, but all the money is going to Respond to Rescue. So if you'll do that, you might win enough liquor to establish a new bar somewhere. I mean, honestly, it's a lot of stuff, including a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. There's a great night out at Lit Cigar Lounge. That's worth $1,000. The liquor's probably worth $3,000. And there's a gun up for grabs from my friends at the Range St. Louis West, 9mm handgun by CZ that they have donated and will handle all of the registration and background checks on that. And then the person who donates the most to the raffle this year, and if there's two of them that donate the exact same amount, we're going to have to flip a coin. But the person that donates the most is going to get to go to dinner with Blues great Tony Twist and me and the folks from Respond to Rescue. So they're going to treat you to a nice dinner for being willing to contribute the most money to our ATF raffle this year. Text Responder to 33100. And thank you for your attention to this matter. As somebody so famously says now all the time at the end of his Truth Socials. I'll just say that. All right. We've had a shooting at the airport overnight. Happened at the main terminal out there. Scott's been reporting on it in the news, and we appreciate that. Scott, what is the update on that right now? What do we know? There was a lot of bad reporting on this.
There was a lot of bad reporting on this morning, but the official word coming out of the airport is that a man wielding a knife came into the terminal. It might have been a prohibited area somewhere near American Airlines, and airport security spotted him. They told him to drop the knife. He did not. One of the officers tased him. He kept coming at them with the knife, and then one of the other officers shot him, and he died at the scene. No officers were injured. The airport was cleared of any issues, and it's operating normally this morning.
Good. All right, good to know, because originally there were reports that an officer was either injured or killed, right? Like,
yeah,
I read it on Channel 4's website. That's what the story originally said.
One person was killed, and that was the suspect. There were two airport security officers involved in the shooting, but they were not injured.
Yeah, I've got it right here in front of me. I can't imagine how you could get that so wrong. But they certainly did. I'm a little surprised at that, to be quite honest with you, to report that an officer, one suffering from life-threatening injuries, was rushed from the scene. That's
I don't know where they got that information from.
Somebody else. That was 5:45 this morning when they put that out, and now we know there were no officers injured at all.
Right.
Only the suspect. So I just wanted to get that out there, and thank you for that update. I do appreciate it. All right, we're going to get to our top stories right now, Ethan. Thank you.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I think it's so terrible. I think it's so demeaning. And I think it hurts the game. It hurts the pageantry. I've told that to Roger Goodell. And I don't think it's any safer. I mean, you still have guys crashing into each other. And it's so... You know, it's the opposite of what the game. The ball is in the air and nobody's moving.
Thank you. President Trump, thank you for taking up the mantle on this important issue. I hate the way the NFL does kickoffs these days. They claim they're doing it for safety. People have been kicking footballs off for 100 years. Why are they changing it now? Because they're softening up the NFL, right? I'm sorry, but... pull up your panties and play. They're not doing it right, and Donald Trump's calling them out on it.
So, Mr. Minority Leader, take a deep breath. Chill out. Stop lying. Stop with the juvenile name calling and own up to the fact that your campaign solicited campaign cash from Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow, that's right. James Comer calling out Hakeem Jeffries, who called Comer a stone-cold liar. So Comer walks down to the floor of the House with a big, I don't know, probably 4-foot by 6-foot poster board with the actual email on it from Hakeem Jeffries soliciting money from one Jeffrey Epstein. Yes, that Jeffrey Epstein, not Jasmine Crockett's fake Jeffrey Epstein, the real one. And Comer called him out on it. I love it.
You're sitting there today thinking that this proud, principled conservative, his last vote for president, Jake, was for a Democrat.
Yeah. That was John King on CNN pointing out that Dick Cheney was laid to rest yesterday, and there he was sitting, spoken about fondly in front of all of these people, except the president of the United States. And this staunch conservative is the one who voted for Kamala Harris before he died.
But they're suggesting, Nancy, that the president has given illegal orders, which he has not. Every single order that is given to this United States military by this commander-in-chief and through this chain of command, through the Secretary of War, is lawful.
Yep. Caroline Leavitt yesterday talking about this whole mess with the Democrat Six, these former, some of them were former members of the military. One worked for the CIA who put out the sedition video. There's no other way to refer to it. They didn't have a specific incident they were referring to, but they were just gently reminding men and women who, by the way, would be court-martialed if they did this, to defy orders from their commanding officer if they perceived them not to be legal orders. So in other words, she's trying to talk to people who don't have law degrees into determining at the spur of the moment if what they're being asked to do is constitutional. I'm sorry, that's the job of Congress. That's why you took an oath in your equal branch of Congress there to hold the administration accountable for that if they're doing it. Don't put it back on the members of our military. What a shame that that's going on in Washington, D.C., for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to our Queen of Hearts drawing. We do that every week with your official radio station of Guns and Hoses 2025, and we're very excited about that. We'll get to the winner and talk a little bit more about the event, which is coming up next Wednesday night. There are still tickets available for right now, so we'll get to that in just a minute.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Backstoppers.
Woo! Man alive, $7,100 is what the jackpot's up to now in the Queen of Hearts raffle. So if you haven't bought a card before, buy one now. And, of course, we'll have the winners every year, and it's a every week, I should say, and it's a 50-50. So half of it's going to go to Guns and Hoses, which, of course, goes to Backstoppers, and the other half goes to the winner if they draw a Queen of Hearts. The winner today is not a Queen of Hearts. It's a Three of Hearts in slot number 35. So the winner's going to get $25 on a $5 bet. That's what the cards are each. You can go to stlgunsandhoses.com to buy your tickets, and good luck to you. And congratulations to today's winner. You will be reached by email, and we appreciate that. By the way, congratulations to John from Defiance. He was listening this morning in the 6 o'clock hour when we gave away our last two tickets to Guns N' Hoses. Guns N' Hoses, of course, is going to sell out. It always does. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can buy them there at stlgunsandhoses.com. There are some of the tickets are sold out to like the tables down on the floor area, but there's still plenty of seats in the arena, I think. It'll probably sell out by next Wednesday. It usually does. I was at Hair Saloon the other day getting my hair cut. They've got tickets. I think they're 2 for 1. You buy one, you get one at Hair Saloon, and then you can get them on the website as well, and it's going to be a great time. Yesterday, I got to get on the phone with a couple of the producers, Bill and Greg, and they're great people, talking more about what my role is going to be down there this year. And since we are the official radio station of 97.1's the official radio station of Guns N' Hoses, they said, hey, Mark, would you like to take part in Guns N' Hoses this year? And I'm like, well, of course I would. It's been a tradition for my family to go. My late father-in-law was a police officer, and thank the world. Of course, we do everything we can for first responders around here. I'm like, what a thrill that would be. I mean, how do you get involved in that? And they're like, we'll make you involved. So, but until yesterday, I wasn't sure what that was going to look like, Ethan. I was a little nervous they were going to have me rappelling out of the ceiling with Santa Claus or something, which they tend to do things like that.
I thought you were going to be a ring girl.
Not a girl.
Ring person.
I go by he, him. No, I'm just kidding you. I am going to be in the ring, not doing any boxing with my sore ribs, but I am going to I have to wear a tuxedo. I had to go rent a tuxedo, and boy, the price has gone up on those. And I will be in the ring in the pre-boxing matches. I shouldn't call them pre, but the pre-television boxing matches, excuse me. So there are, the boxing starts at around 5 o'clock on next Wednesday night. TV doesn't start covering it, I think, until like 6:30 on Fox 2 is where you'll be able to watch it on TV if you're not going for some reason. And if you're not going, shame on you. But if you're down there, I'm going to be doing some of the stadium announcing inside leading up to the TV coverage. I'll be in the ring interviewing the winner of each bout that leads up until that. We'll be talking to people about the end of watch ceremony that's going to be coming up. We'll be introducing Jackie Smith, who always comes. I think this must happen right before the TV coverage. When he sings Danny Boy, as he always does every year down there. And then the TV coverage gets underway, and I'll kind of be ringside. I'm going to have, Ethan, like the best seat in the house. I'm going to be seated right next to the ring, like looking up at the fight. And then, of course, I'll have to climb up into the ring after each fight and do a quick interview with the winner. And you just ask them, like, all of them have a great story, right? These are not people that are in this for themselves. Right. They're in it to raise money and for the pride of either their police department or their fire department or their EMS department, whatever they happen to be in. And many of them have known somebody who's lost their life in the line of duty, and they know what great work Backstoppers does. So I get to spend a minute or two with them, asking them, you know, what brought you here and why did you want to go through all this and that sort of thing. And some of them have some fantastic stories to tell as a result of that. And some of them break down crying because it means so much to them. And I have the ultimate respect for anybody willing to put on boxing gloves and get into a ring after my own experience many, many years ago, which I won't tell that story again. Probably best for all that I don't tell that story again. But it's going to be great. And it'll probably go till 9 o'clock, I'd say, probably, maybe a little after, because they've got four or five matches before it goes live on TV, and then probably another four or five or six. They have a double header they do during the TV. It's almost like a tag team situation,
right,
where the two boxers fight around, and then the bell rings, and two more boxers climb in and fight around, and then they leave when the bell rings, and the last two fighters get in and fight around, and they do three rounds. So it's like a total of six rounds all at once, and it's pretty cool. The only thing that ever throws a gear in any of this is if there's a knockout.
Yeah.
And there were some knockouts in recent years with either TKO or actual knockouts in the ring, which as a TV producer, it's got to be their worst nightmare, because they're trying to time out this live show, and you're expecting each round. The rounds are only like a minute apiece, but you're expecting you got the round. You've got at least 6 or 7 minutes that you got to fill, and if that ends early, you either have dead air, or you have to throw to a ring announcer, or you have to go to a video. You got to do something to fill that time. I would be terrified to be the producer of something like that. I just have to tell you.
I'd rather say last year the women's bout was hands down like the best fight. It was so good.
There are at least two of those this year that because I got a peek at the rundown the other day, the run of shows. So I think there are at least two women's rounds this year. And one of the ones was mixed martial arts, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had one last year. It was like an exhibition fight.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Sorry. It really is. All right, coming up before the end of the hour, I'm going to introduce you to Courtney Harris, a great individual, also somebody who's benefited from my friends at Responder Rescue. Wait till you hear her story and the great things this money from the Responder Rescue ATF raffle goes for. It's all coming up. Stay tuned.
...246-year history. There has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
That was Dick. Dick Cheney. And guess what, Dick? God rest your soul. You made a horrible turn to the left near the end of your life. And yesterday, his death there in Washington stirred up a lot of emotion for the press corps in Washington, D.C. Because when he was vice president, remember, they hated him. They really, really hated Dick Cheney back then. But for some reason, they feel differently about him now. I don't know exactly why. Go to cut number 9, please.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes
stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It was striking. It was, I was saying, it was like being in a time machine or having time travel to be in a place where mostly Republicans, but also Democrats, were kind of saying, oh, remember when Washington was like this, where we could disagree but do it agreeably?
Yeah, don't you remember that? That those were the days. Yesterday, they were trying to make something out of Dick Cheney's memorial service that wasn't. The only people in that room agreed with Dick Cheney, and they all hated Donald Trump, right? Why? Because they're part of the cabal. That's why. So, you know, in their eyes, Dick Cheney redeemed himself at the end of his life. They hated him at one point, but because he became an opponent of Donald Trump, the left in this country, the mainstream media, the Democrats, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, they're all suddenly willing to open their arms and embrace the man that they once vilified as a warmonger and a horrible conservative person. That does show you where our discourse is these days. The CNN headline on this story yesterday was not only wrong, it was disgusting. Originally, it said Donald Trump and J.D. Vance did not attend the funeral services for the former vice president, without pointing out in the same headline that they weren't invited. They just completely gloss over the fact that they were specifically not invited by that hateful cabal of people who showed up in the first four rows. You saw Al Gore there. You saw former President George W. Bush. The Clintons skipped it because they're under subpoena watch, I'm sure. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris was there, all smiles and not acting like she just stuck a 6-inch butcher knife right between Joe Biden's shoulder blades with her book that came out. What was represented in the first few pews there at the National Cathedral was the deep state of the United States of America. Think about that. I mean, it's pathetic when you consider the mainstream media in this country is lying to everybody watching, at least with their headlines. I'm sure at some point they mentioned that Liz Cheney didn't want Donald Trump there. At some point they probably mentioned that, but they didn't mention it in the headline that I saw. I mean, Cheney was never going to allow Donald Trump to attend her dad's funeral. She would probably be wearing prison orange, potentially, if she hadn't gotten a pardon as part of the J6 committee. She despises Trump because he exposed her traitorous activity on that J6 committee. And Cheney and George W. Bush have become so beholden to the Clintons and the Obamas that, of course, they jump at any chance to damage the Trump legacy. So that's it. They were their form of go along, to get along, grow government, create foreign wars where possible, cannot continue as long as MAGA thrives. Donald Trump's the antithesis of what they were trying to do, which explains why they worked so hard to defeat him. Because their agenda was never about America great. It is and was about enriching themselves. You saw it with the Bidens. You've seen it with the Obamas. George Bush to a far lesser extent. I'm not suggesting that he became president to enrich himself, but you certainly see it. And for the left, none of this is anything new. Using somebody's death to divide is nothing new for the left in this country. I'm old enough to remember Paul Wellstone. Does anybody in the audience remember Senator Paul Wellstone? Ethan, do you even remember that? Do you remember that name?
No.
It's been a minute, right? But back in 2002, so just about a year and a half after 9/11, a senator from Minnesota named Paul Wellstone was running for re-election. It was in October of 2002. And he's running for re-election. He's a hard lefty. I forget who he was running against up there. But he died in a plane crash on his way to a campaign event. And they held a memorial service for him in some big arena up in Minnesota. Almost the entire Republican delegation, out of respect, like the senators' leadership, the House leadership, all of that, fly to Minnesota to go to this man's funeral service. And what did the Democrats do? They're 2 weeks out from the election. They used it as a campaign rally and started booing the Republicans who were in the building to pay their respects to this human being. Listen. Whoops. Are we up over here? I remember this, specifically remember this, and still have the sound. That was the funeral for Senator Paul Wellstone. The man's body is lying on the stage, and the Democrats went up and held a campaign rally around the man's dead body. So none of this is new. It's all about power. It's all about retaining power, and they don't care. So this is where you are, pure hatred and vitriol, because they hated the people in the building that opposed Paul Wellstone's politics. That's what it came down to. So the left's been at this for 25 years now. And this was just a few weeks, a few months after 9/11, right? Whatever patriotism they felt existed very briefly after the worst terrorist attack in our nation, it disappeared into partisan chaos because an airplane crash killed a left-wing politician 2 weeks before an election. They even tried to dust off Walter Mondale, as I remember, to try to get him to run for that seat at the last minute. So don't buy the lies about what the media is telling you happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday. There was a timeout and a moment of respect for Dick Cheney. There was a time when I supported Dick Cheney. But man, did he go off the rails near the end of his life. And why? Because the things he pushed for as a politician, which was a lot of foreign wars and foreign involvement, aren't happening anymore. And that brought him into the sphere of being liked by the Democrats again, suddenly, because he opposed Donald Trump, plain and simple. So everything you should hate about the deep state and the government was in the first four rows, in my opinion, of the National Cathedral yesterday. It was seated in the first four rows, and it was the last place that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance needed to be. That's not on President Trump. That's on the left wing in this country. And Liz Cheney fits squarely in that category now. That's all I have to say about that. Thank you for your attention to this matter. All right, a little housekeeping note here. If you are going to tune into Guns N' Hoses on Wednesday, if you want to tune in and you can't make it down there, you're going to be driving around in your car, full coverage. We're going to be carrying the audio feed right here on 97.1 FM. So be sure and just go to your favorite radio station and you can listen to it, because we are the official radio station of Guns N' Hoses. 6:30 p.m. next Wednesday night, you'll be able to listen to it right here. Somebody else asked me to remind you to put your donations out for Scouting for Food, which is tomorrow, the food drive for the Scouts. Can't think of a time when maybe that's more needed headed into Thanksgiving, given the government shutdown we just went through. These food banks need some money or some food, I'm sure. So make your donations and get them out there. All right. I've talked to you a lot about Responder Rescue. ResponderRescue.org. You can go to their website and see all the great work they do and examples of it. They have this raffle, this ATF raffle, alcohol, tobacco, firearms. Helped them come up with a name for it. And you can win great prizes. The reason I bring that up is the raffle is next Wednesday. We draw a winner next Wednesday, the same day as Guns N' Hoses. So by noon next Wednesday, three people will be randomly selected. You can win great prizes like that liquor basket with Pappy Van Winkle and all kinds of fantastic donations in it. Thanks to Lore Wine and Spirits and Stolock and Macadoodles and all of the wonderful people, my friend Carl Lund, everybody that's donated to that, thank you. You've got the Night at Lit Cigar Lounge, which is worth $1,000. You've got the gun from the range, which is worth $500. Just text Responder to 33100. Text the word Responder to 33100. That's how you buy tickets. Now, let me tell you why we do this. Because Responder Rescue. That's why. Because they do good work. And I want to introduce you, reintroduce you to somebody I had on the show just a couple of years ago, and that is Courtney Harris, who was nice enough to let me get her back on the radio here a couple years later. Courtney, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm doing good. Happy to be back. I think it was about a year ago when we last talked. I was finishing up paramedic school. So I think we're about a year away.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. You know, Courtney, remind people, because when we first talked to you, was it 3 years ago, I think, maybe?
Yeah. I'm 3 years post-op this month, actually.
Wow. So you were a police officer who, and I'll let you describe the jaw problem you were suffering from, but you had an insurance issue where they weren't going to pay for what the surgery you needed to get your life back on track, right?
Yes, it was a very long haul. Started out with some pretty bad migraines, and it took about 2 years in and out of the hospital to figure out why I was in so much pain, and that's when we figured out my jaw was falling apart. So I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I was diagnosed with condylar reabsorption. So pretty much my jaw joints were just eating themselves, falling back into my airway. So we finally got the diagnosis, but I went to a bunch of specialists, and no one would touch me. It was too complex. And I finally found a surgeon, thankfully, here in Chesterfield, Dr. Movahead, and he was like, all right, let's do this. And it took about almost 2 more years to get to surgery. I had to do braces. I had to do mini surgeries. And then the big surgery is actually was in November of 22, so 3 years this month, 13-hour surgery. But to get there, insurance said it was not medically necessary. So we were at a complete loss because it was not a fun medical bill that we saw, and they wouldn't do it unless it was paid. And that's when Responder Rescue saw my story, and they called me and said, all right, well, here it is.
Well, we could spend an entire hour on the radio talking about how a coverage person, an insurance company, could look at that and something that ended your career.
Yes.
And say that the surgery to fix it was not medically necessary. I mean, that in and of itself is a whole different story.
Yeah, I was to the point I couldn't chew food. I had a feeding tube prior to surgery to keep me going until we could get into surgery. So it was a big slap in the face when the insurance was like, yeah, no thanks. We're not going to pay.
Well,
so it was a very, very low time in life, and Responder Rescue came in and they changed it, and it. I thank them every day, and I know that they're great people, great organization that is really changing responders' lives out here.
Lisa and Pat are fantastic people, and I had Lisa on when we started kicked off the Responder Rescue raffle earlier this month, and of course she's very humble about what she does because they're humble servants at heart. It's just what they do. And that's why we're so thrilled that we can help them out. Tell people what this has meant for your life. What's going on with you now?
So actually, me and my husband are expecting our first.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. We're doing April, a little girl. So we're very excited. Been pretty sick, though. This child kicked in my butt.
Yeah.
I'm a paramedic at SCAD, St. Charles County Ambulance District. We're doing good. Besides the all day sickness.
Yeah.
Well, I
don't think Responder Rescue can help you with that, but I'm glad they helped you with the other problem.
If they had an option, I'd take it. No, they're very supportive. They check in all the time, seeing if I need anything still to this day.
Courtney, congratulations. I'm glad things are going so well, and thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning.
Yeah. No, thank you. You have a good week and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Congrats on the little one.
Thank you.
All right. Good to get her on here. That's why we're doing it. Text Responder to 33100. Help us raise money for Responder Rescue. That's what the money goes for, folks, right there, for people like Courtney who are you know, putting it all on the line every day for us as first responders, and then their insurance company or somebody steps up and says, oh, we're not paying for that, and Responder Rescue is there. So if you can help, help, please. Responder to 33100. It's that simple. You can get bonus tickets. You buy more, you get more. And the big winner, the one who donates the most, is going to get dinner with Tony Twist and me and the folks at Responder Rescue. So thank you for all you do. Have a great weekend. Share the raffle information with your friends. We'll see you Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.